Hello, good evening. My name is Oscar and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions.
All right.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. Somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
Definitely likely to vote.
Okay, definitely vote. Thank you. What is your age?
66.
66, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
One more time.
Sure. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Right. Okay. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights? Affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, economic issues like taxes and government spending, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C.? So which of these you would say that are the most important to you and your family right now?
That was tough. That was a lot of stuff to try to remember.
Yeah, I know.
Economic issues and Trump.
Okay, and in this case, you can select only one. So which of those you would believe? Economic issues. Okay. Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So the first one is Addie Owens.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Kate Farner.
No opinion.
Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Mike Levine?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And Mark Jordan?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Fair.
David Jordan?
Unfavorable.
Very or?
Very. Very.
Okay. Thank you so much. Anthony Sabatini?
Favorable. Very.
Okay. Nankov?
Unknown.
Never heard or no opinion?
Never heard.
Okay. Kerry Baker?
Favorable. Very.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kate Farner, Mike Levine, Nankov, or Addie Owens?
Mike Levine.
Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Levine?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. And from the same list of candidates, would be your second choice in the who would be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Kate Farner, Nan Cobb, or Addie Owens?
I have no idea.
Okay, thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Worse.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? The first option says bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship, and instead we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. And the other option says bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. So which one do you agree more?
The last one.
The last one. Thank you so much. And which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. The second one says, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. And the last one says, Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. So which one do you agree more?
The second one.
The second one. Thank you so much. And as you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser, Kerry Baker qualified as write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one says Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filled as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. That is the first one. And the last one is, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. So which one are you more agree with this? The first one or the last?
The last one.
Okay, thank you so much. Right now we are almost done here, okay? So thank you so much for your time. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So the first one says a candidate who is 35 years old and resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican. So
that's fine.
that makes you much more likely to vote for him? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no?
More likely.
Somewhat.
Yes.
Or much. Okay. Thank you. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress?
More likely.
Somewhat or much?
Much.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats?
Less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Much.
Thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants?
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who only recently became a Republican, didn't vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and didn't support President Trump in the primary?
Much less likely.
Okay, much less likely. Okay. A candidate who has served on the Elsie's City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community?
More likely.
Much or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums?
Less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Much.
Okay. A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent?
That would be less likely.
Okay, somewhat or much?
Much.
Thank you. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years?
More likely. Much.
Okay. A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a college and refusing to pay for items purchased?
Much less likely.
A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power. A candidate who says they are seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
I don't understand the question.
No worries. Sorry about that. A candidate who says that they are seeking power at the state level so they can return power to you at the local level.
More likely.
Somewhere or much?
Somewhere.
Okay, a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars?
Much less likely.
Okay, a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government?
Much less likely.
Okay, and the last one, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton, Greenell, and Gary Borders?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay, thank you so much. Right now, we are almost done. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classifications purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What's the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Doctorate degree.
Doctorate degree. Let's see. So that'll be a postgraduate degree?
Doctorate.
Okay, let me just check here. All Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life?
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very, very much for your participation. We really appreciate it, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.